internet out loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share, and the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Today we have an interview with Christopher Yalcott. And sorry if there was a little concerns during my theme song again. It was Daddy. He was singing. You may have not heard it. I mean, he was yelling out loud, "Daddy, why'd you do that?"
It's a great song. I can't help myself.
Can you even hear? Guys, can you even hear him? Let's hope you do, because... good, you need to know the reason. So today we're going to interview Christopher Yalcott, like I just said, 5 seconds ago, and then I got interrupted. And we're also going to do a fudge recipe. We baked cookies a few days ago, so it's perfect. And don't worry, we'll take pictures of what our finished project looks like. Remember, we made kale pops. We didn't get to make kale pops. We made strawberry pops. And we posted a picture on Instagram and Facebook. So we'll do that. And then we're going to have more fun holiday greetings, hopefully. I mean, I know Lucy Calantari had brought hers in, too. And we're going to talk about fun houses. Have you ever watched The Great Christmas Light Fight? We went to visit some of the houses, and we can't wait. And I can't wait because I'm going to see one this weekend. So... that's going to be really fun. So let's go into Christopher Yalcott's songs, Cakenstein, before we begin the interview. Bye!
Cakenstein, I just made a robot out of cake. Electrified. Little cakey robot, come awake. We'll see spring. We'll smell daisies. We'll see love when he opens his eyes. His cherry eyes. Vanilla over pink sponge cake. With gears inside. Gonna make the world a sweeter place. Can you hear? He is waking. Come to life. Come alive.
I like my body. My cakey body. My cakey robot body. This place is slumping. Let's get it jumping. I only want to party.
Whoa, 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 Cakenstein. I try to cuddle, but you run from me. I really tried to make a friend who'd visit for some tea. See the sun as it's setting. Take a long walk on the beach.
I only want to party. You think I'm rowdy? Too scream and shouty. Check out my cakey babies.
We'll take you in an elevator.
To
a higher party. Party like a Terminator. Off the charity charity. Snakey as a roller coaster. Hotter than a flippin' toaster. Higher and higher and higher and higher. We'll take you in an elevator. To a better party. Party like a Terminator. Off the charity charity. Snakey as a roller coaster. Hotter than a flippin' toaster. Higher and higher.
You're not who I expected you to be. I think it's time. I need to to put away your recipe. What goes up, must descend. Don't you know that every party must end?
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have our interview with Christopher Yellow Gold. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And
me too.
And our first question is, how did you get started in music?
How did I get started in music? Gosh, well, it was a long time ago. I discovered when I was in fourth grade that I could sing. I got a part in a school play next to the Christmas musical in my school when I was in fourth grade. And I got a little short singing part. It was just like two lines, and I sang a solo, and I sang in front of everybody, and my family had never heard me sing before, and they were everybody's jaws were on the floor. They were like, "Oh my gosh, this little snot nosed kid can sing. Look at him!" So I realized I had a special place in that, and that kind of started out my musical life.
What play was it?
It was just the Christmas music school show thing where kids took turns going up and singing different Christmas songs, and then I was an angel that got in a fight with another angel, and we were arguing, but my lines were sung, so it was very fun.
I actually have my Christmas show at my school coming up, but it's basically all just singing. It's not like a play or something.
Right, it's just Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What songs are they?
They're like songs that aren't even songs. They're like songs by kids artists, but kids artists, like, not like you kids artists, like, online kids artists that you find, like, not
okay.
Like you, I mean, like other things.
I see. Like, it's not the stuff like traditional Christmas music.
Yeah, it's like different Christmas music, but it's by like people who like put up dance videos too and stuff.
Oh, neat. Probably
that sounds fun. Know who wrote them though.
Right.
And our next question is, is Christopher Yellow Gold your real name?
Well, Christopher Yellow Gold is the name of my character that is in all my songs. Now, my name is Morgan Taylor, and I am a cartoonist and a musician. And it was like 10, 12 years ago, I figured out that how fun it was to put my music and my ability to draw together, and this whole world came out. And Christopher Yellow Gold is the name of the main character. He's a little friendly alien from the sun who came to the earth and landed in Minnesota, and that's what all the songs are about: Christopher's life and his friends and his relationships and things like that. So yeah, Christopher is not my real name, but it's the name of the character. I'm just the human named Morgan.
How'd you come up with it?
How'd I come up with Christopher?
Yeah, how'd you came up with Christopher? Oh God.
Well, I had the character. He was a character that I liked to draw, and I didn't really know what his story was until I decided to kind of match him up with these sort of more like funny, whimsical songs that I had started writing. Like I said, like 12 years ago, and. So the songs I wrote before I even knew that I was going to do Christopher. So I was having this fun just kind of writing these songs that were unusual and kind of about characters, but I didn't know who they were. And then I had this character that I didn't know what his story was. So they were both just existing separately, waiting to be joined up someday. And then when they did join, then I realized the whole time that was actually Christopher's story that I'd been telling. And so that's how he was born. And now I just keep going on it. and it's really fun. Yeah.
So this is actually a song that you most, these are actually songs that you like play on Kids Place a lot. So, what was your story behind Cakenstein and Baconstein?
Because
they're played on Kids Place a lot.
Yeah, they are. That's amazingly great because people all across the country can hear my music without me having to be there. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, Cakenstein came about. It was just, I had it started out, I just had a song title. I just knew I wanted to write a song called Cakenstein, and it just, my imagination went wild, and I just kind of imagined what it would be. And then, I don't know if you've heard of Frankenstein, but Frankenstein's monster is like a popular old monster movie. And it's about a scientist who builds a man out of things that shouldn't become a man. You know, it's like he takes parts and he builds a man, and he puts electricity into it, and the man comes to life. And so that's sort of what I did with Cakenstein, and I made it into like, okay, well, he's making this robot out of cake, and well, if a cake robot came to life, what would it want to do? Well, what do you do with a cake? Well, cakes are at a party, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, this character, Cakenstein, probably he just wants to party all the time. And so that was the funny thing that kind of came out of that, was that the character, Cakenstein, when Gustavo brings him to life with electricity, all the Cakenstein robot wants to do is party. And he just starts making a big mess, and he's trashing the house, and Gustavo realizes he has to do something about it. And so, yeah, that was the premise of the whole Cakenstein thing. And then at the end of that video, Gustavo has to smash Cakenstein to stop him.
Oh. What about Baconstein?
Well, Baconstein, I'm glad you asked, because Cakenstein definitely has been the most popular song so far. And people liked it so much that I wanted to figure out how can I follow that up? Like, well, what could I come up with next that would get people as excited? And so I was starting to think, well, maybe I could write a song called The Bride of Cakenstein or The Son of Cakenstein. And then I realized I just was like, I like to play with words and make funny sounding word pairings. And so I think I started saying to people, I'm going to write the next song. It's going to be called Baconstein. And people laughed when I said it. And then just because they laughed when I said Baconstein, it made me realize, okay, that's what I should do. So basically what Baconstein is Cakenstein comes back together after he gets smashed. And he realizes he needs help to keep this party going. So he goes out in Gustavo's backyard, looks through the garbage, finds some old bacon slices, sews them together, and then puts electricity in them, and Baconstein is born. And so then Baconstein is a story about this little bacon guy who's now he's giving Gustavo a hard time. And so that's these two guys, Baconstein and Baconstein, are actually Gustavo's enemies. And so I've got little toys of them and videos for both of them, and it's really fun to see people's reactions to it.
Nice. And our next question is, if you had to change your name, would it be Cakenstein or Baconstein?
Oh, me? What if I changed my name to that, either one?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Probably Cakenstein, just because it's a tiny bit sweeter.
I like it a lot. And our next question is, sometimes we do a this or that with five questions, and this is the fifth question I'm asking you, so we call it 5 on 5, and do you want to try? We have some Christmas-themed questions.
Do I have to answer questions?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I love it's like a quiz?
No, I don't say like a quiz. I mean like a this or that thing.
Oh, okay. It's multiple choice.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Peppermint or gingerbread?
Gingerbread.
I would choose peppermint because I used to not like peppermint and I like gingerbread, but now I just love peppermint because, you know, at that time where you, like, eat a lot of candy canes and stuff. So,
right.
I love candy canes.
So, was that, is that the wrong answer?
Yeah. It doesn't really okay. matter the answer, though.
Okay.
The movie Another Elf one? Or the movie Santa Claus?
Santa Claus? Wait, with the word the movie Elf or the movie Santa Claus?
Yeah, the movie The Santa Claus.
Oh, definitely Elf.
Yeah,
yeah, Elf. I love Elf.
Uh-huh. Elf, I watch funny. It. Sometimes I have to watch it, like, every day because sometimes my brother wants to watch it. Sometimes I want to watch it.
Right.
So it's kind of like every day I watch it, but not now. I mean, right now my brother's watching Lego Ninjago. It
really?
Was actually our first time watching it, really.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of Elf?
I don't know. There are so many good parts. But I think it's really funny when they put the syrup on the spaghetti. I mean,
right.
if whoever didn't see Elf, it's a really good movie and you should watch it. It's pretty funny.
It's a classic, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone. Let's just say it's about an elf that, leaves the North Pole and travels to New York City because he's actually human.
Right.
Because I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
No, no, it's good. It's really good. It's charming and it's funny. And Will Ferrell is just really, really funny actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And next question is cookies or pie?
Well, it depends what kind. Can you say what kind of cookie and what kind of pie?
I'll just do my favorite kinds of cookies and pies. Chocolate chip cookies or key lime pie. Because chocolate chip
cookies.
And key limes are my favorite.
I like cookies.
Actually,
I'm going to say cookies because it's harder to put pie in your pocket.
I actually need to say key lime pie because it's really good. And the last time I had it, like I ate it up so fast.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I like, I like ginger snaps and oatmeal cookies with no raisins.
We made ginger snaps, actually. And there's also going to be a recipe for one of the cookies that we made coming up. So I'll post pictures of what we do with what we made, and we're going to make them later.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see that. I got to see those pictures.
But don't worry, not for just for him, but for everyone. We'll post it on, like, Instagram or something. Next is parties or pajamas?
Oh, pajamas.
I'd have to do parties because, yeah, you could, like, tell everyone that you like the new stuff that you get, and then they could tell you, but not just, like, by mail, like, in person. So
could you go to a party? Could you have a pajama? What if you had a pajama party?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Then you could do both. So you don't have to choose.
Yeah.
That's
especially if it was at your house. You could just, like, lay in your bed then.
Yes. I like to lay in my pajamas and do crossword puzzles. That's my favorite way to relax, I think.
And our last one is snow or fireplace.
Fireplace.
Because
I can wear my I can wear my pajamas. Here, how about this? I can eat gingerbread cookies while I'm watching Elf in my pajamas next to a fireplace.
That's like everything I asked you. Oh my God.
It is, isn't it? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But that would be perfect, wouldn't it? When I say it that way, maybe that sounds pretty good.
Sounds really nice. I'd have to actually do both, like, go play in the snow and then come in and
then do all that
the
stuff.
Fireplace, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's good. It always feels really good to come inside from playing in the snow for a long time. You know how your cheeks get all, like, frozen and red and, yeah. and your hands, and then you come in and you thaw out, and maybe you get some hot chocolate.
And
that's the best.
In the last episode, we said snow was coming, and the last episode was actually posted, like, just a few days ago. So this is kind of like holiday part two. So
we see.
I think I might have said snow was coming, and we did have snow, but rain came, and it melted, and it's probably still raining now, because when I came home from school, it was raining.
Right. Where do you live?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, so I'm in New York, so we have probably close, our weather is similar. Yeah. But yeah, we had snow yesterday, and then it kind of turned into rain, and it's kind of yucky to drive around in that.
Mm-hmm. But we just have to. Because, you have school and everything and work.
Yeah. Yeah, I have two young boys, and I got to take them to school every day. And I got to go in there. We thought there might be a delay today or a snow day, but it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll, like, get a snow day, but sometimes they, like, let you choose for a snow day or not.
I mean,
sometimes I have a snow day if I'm kind of sick, but when that happens, it's mostly, like, around the fall, winter time, or, like, the early spring, because that's cold season. Last year, I had a really, really bad cold, so I had to miss a Girl Scout camping trip we had. But then I was just really sick. I couldn't even talk. But I hope there's another camping trip this year so I can do it.
Yeah, that's a shame to miss that. That sounds like a fun thing to miss, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was fun because I got to stay in my mom's bed all day.
Right. Did you watch Elf?
It wasn't even Christmas time yet. It was like Halloween.
Right. What do you watch at Halloween time? What's your favorite Halloween?
Really, there isn't a lot of Halloween movies, so I just like stay in bed and watch my favorite TV shows on my favorite channel.
Which favorite channel?
Discovery Family. It's like Discovery, but it has like more kids shows and family shows, so that's why it's Discovery Family.
Oh, cool! I haven't checked that out. I should. Mm-hmm. I need to get hip to that stuff, you know.
Yeah. So. Thanks.
How did I do?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. This has been really, really fun. I've had a blast.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Take a seat. Listen to my story of this magic meat. At my breakfast table, I am so naive. 'Cause he surprises me. Let me explain. His 9-inch height, body made of bacon, and he's cooked just right. He flexes without breaking, and he likes to hide in sandwiches of mine. Then he jumps out for the fright.
Bacon-stein, bacon master of deception with his ninja trick. Smelling smoky hickory. I even flinch at pictures of a BLT. There's more, you see. His accent seems like South Kentucky forest. With boots and jeans, he'd be a bacon Chucky Norris martial arts machine. Now he's all up in my scene. Bacon-stein, bacon master from Kentucky with his sneaky trick. Watch him work those abs.
Listen up, they crackle when I pop them. Got a perfect six on my middle and bottom. Call me turkey things, fighting words. Got got the sweetest sound you ever heard.
Frankenstein.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have my best baking buddy ever, Mom!
Hi!
Here to tell you the recipe of the Dibby's fudge. We got this from the Dibby's cookbook.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And what about the what do we know about the Dibby's cookbook?
It's all egg, nut, and dairy free, so like you can anyone could eat this. Like anyone who can't have that stuff can eat this. But it's also really good for people who don't have allergies too. I've tried them myself and they're really delicious, and you could top them off with like so many cool candies.
That's true. Alright, so how
we
are you doing?
Top them
this?
Off with peppermint.
Wanna say the ingredients first?
Yeah, we'll both say the ingredients together, and then Mom's gonna tell the story, and then we'll tell you why we do this. We need,
all right, 2 1/4 cup of sugar.
1 1/2 cup of dairy-free
margarine.
Not
1 1/2, just 1/2.
1/2 cup of dairy margarine.
Dairy-free margarine. How about I say the ingredients?
Yeah, you could say the ingredients.
Here, we'll share. 2 1/4 cups of
sugar.
1/2 cup of
dairy-free margarine.
1/2 cup of
Silk Dairy Free Liquid Soy Creamer. That was like a tongue twister.
A little bit. Yeah. 1/8 teaspoon of
salt.
2 cups
of semi-sweet chocolate chips. They say Dibby's, but you can do like whatever you want. And you can use
2 1/4 cups if you want a real, real chocolatey fudge.
Yeah.
Okay. 1/2 teaspoon
of vanilla extract. And then our toppings, you can top with mini marshmallows, broken peppermint candies. We could teach you how to break those up because we put peppermints on ours. Or chocolate chips. And they're really delicious once they come out because, like, the peppermints and marshmallows make it so good. That was, if you heard that, that was my,
That was Santa Claus arriving on the fire truck.
No, it wasn't. That was Brody's fire truck.
Okay. So you start by lining a 9 by 9 inch pan with parchment paper or aluminum foil. And there's a lot of instructions about how to do that, but just put it on the pan. That's it. All right? Step 2. Ready, Chloe?
Yeah. Heat 2 cups of sugar, the margarine, liquid creamer, and salt in a saucepan over medium heat on a stovetop and stir constantly.
Very good. Remove the saucepan from the heat and add the chips and stir for 2 minutes until the chocolate is melted and the mixture is smooth.
Ooh. Add the vanilla and the remaining 1/4 cup of sugar and stir until the sugar is dissolved and the mixture is smooth.
Then you pour the melted fudge into the prepared pan.
And you can press your chocolate chips or peppermint marshmallows, whatever you chose, now. So if you're going to do that, you have to do it now.
Yeah.
And then the next step is all you need to do is let the fudge cool in the refrigerator for 1 to 2 hours until it's solid. And then you can remove the fudge from the pan by lifting the ends of the parchment paper. Place the fudge still on the paper on a flat countertop with a very sharp knife, and then cut your fudge into 2 by 1 inch pieces.
Or just bite the whole thing.
Yeah, it's delicious.
You could just bite the whole thing, yeah.
Now, the story behind this fudge recipe.
I'm not sure about the story behind the fudge recipe, so you're going to surprise me. Go ahead.
It all started just when I started in my school. We planned on making our Christmas cookies, but we had to do it on a school day.
Oh, no, don't tell.
So, that's what we do now. We just bake cookies on a school day, and I'm not saying anything else.
Okay, good.
Cookie for cookie.
We don't want to get in trouble. Don't talk about it. All right, so am I done?
Wait, there's one more thing that I want you to say.
Okay.
Tell everyone about It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, thanks, Cloud. So, we like to go on a lot of, like, family adventures and do a lot of things. And people were like, you know, how do you know how to find all these things? And I was thinking, I searched the internet for a long time, and then I read a lot, and I look for things for us to do, and then we go and try them, and sometimes they're really awesome, and sometimes they're really not awesome. So I was thinking that I could save people some time and make them not have to look that hard for the stuff that I look for, and share with them some fun things to do with their families, and some cool, you know, just ways to spend your afternoon with your family.
Yeah.
So I made a blog called It's 3 O'Clock Somewhere, and Chloe will be the guest blogger.
In the next one, which is probably coming out maybe this week. We're possibly going to do one this week. Well, we're doing one today, actually.
Really?
I thought we were.
Okay.
We could.
Sure.
And it'll come out later this week. So check out 3 O'Clock Somewhere. It's really good, and we've already done two posts. One about Scuba Santa. You can learn more about it in the blog.
Where do we find this blog?
We find it at 3oclocksummer.com. And now, you can stop
I don't even know. I don't have it remembered.
Facebook.
Oh, it's on Facebook, too. But I don't remember, I don't even remember what the at thing. I think it's, at 3 o'clock. I don't even know.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock summer, Kara.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's new. I don't know. This is a surprise interview for me. I wasn't expecting to be interviewed about this.
Yeah. So, but you'll learn more in our 50th episode.
Ooh!
50! Which will be coming out next year in January. It's going to be, and don't
50
worry.
50 episodes of awesomeness.
Don't worry. You'll get to hear all of us in this episode, because our next episode will be featuring all of us. It's called Family Time, and I'm already choosing stuff to do right now, even though it's not even January yet. It's still December.
All right. Am I free now?
Yes, you're free. And next up, we have Revving Up the Reindeer by Brady Reimer. And
Christmas.
When we come back, it's time for our friendship pledge. Merry Christmas. Wait, Mom said that.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, Santa's got a suit of sleigh. Talking no Chevrolet, it runs on muscle, lean and tight. 36 hoops and one red light. Ho ho,
ho ho,
ho ho. He's revving up the reindeer, ready to go. Ho ho,
ho ho,
ho ho. Santa's revving up the reindeer, ready to go. He's giving the antlers a real good shine, trimming each tail going down the line. Who needs a rocket turbo? When you got yourself a fleet of flying pets. Ho, ho,
ho, ho,
ho,
ho.
He's revving up the reindeer, ready to go. Ho, ho,
ho, ho,
ho,
ho.
Santa's revving up the reindeer, ready to go. Dash a dance, a prance, a vixen. Comet, Cupid, Donna, Blitzen. Don't forget old Rudolph. Land it right down on your rooftop. Well, he's loading them up with a great big sack, giving those reins one last crack. Christmas Eve, time is tight. So many toys, just one night. Ho, ho,
ho, ho,
ho,
ho.
He's revving up the reindeer, ready to go. Ho, ho,
ho, ho,
ho,
ho,
ho. Santa's revving up the reindeer, ready to go. Revving up the reindeer.
The reindeer, ready to go.
is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. You probably know earlier in the episode, but in the introduction, I said we would have more holiday stuff, which sadly we didn't. I'm so sorry, but we will have more for, I don't even know when. But maybe I'll do a special episode a few days from now to tell all of them, like a little 10-minute episode, which I don't know if we're going to actually do it yet, though. So, here's our friendship pledge. Our friendship pledge is that you have... Well, this isn't a half, but you, should... Well, you actually have to share time with your family on Christmas. It's really nice, and your families, of course, are so nice to you. You should just thank them. I mean, every day is Thanksgiving when you're nice to your family. I know Thanksgiving already passed. That's why I said that. Because our next song will show you why. It's from the new movie, Olaf's Frozen Adventure. It's not a movie, it's a short. It's from the new short, Olaf's Frozen Adventure. And a few weeks ago, it was with Coco. The new movie, which I saw, and that's how I know the song. Here's the song when we're together. Bye! And next episode's 50th episode! See you next year! Or in the next blog post.
Sure, it's nice to open a gift that's tied up with a perfect bow. But the greatest present of all was given to me long ago. It's something I would never trade. It's the family that we've made. 'Cause when we're together, I have everything on my list. And when we're together, I have all I wished. All around the Christmas tree, there'll be dreams coming true. But when we're together, then my favorite gift is you. Travel miles and miles, and I would follow any star. I'd go almost any place if it's any place you are. 'Cause when we're together, I'll forever feel at home. And when we're together, we'll be safe and warm. Doesn't matter where we are, if you're there with me. When we're together, that's my favorite place to be. Because when we're together, it's a holiday every night. And when we're together, then the season's bright.
My face.